This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on cop shops and civil forfeiture scandals. One of our continuing definitions of humanity has to be our ability to still be surprised and shocked at injustice. Reading an article by Sarah Stillman in New Yorker entitled Taken, about the criminal scams being pulled off right and left, high and low, by police departments to seize the money, property, and valuables of innocent people and their relatives without any charges, investigation, or never mind, was incredible. I was left over and over saying to myself, how could this happen here? One of the more dramatic stories is about a scam being pulled by the city attorney and police in a community called Tinahaw along U.S. Highway 59 that runs north and south in East Texas. I've been through there many a time, particularly in the old days, driving from Little Rock to Houston. You can't avoid it. Turns out, if you were in a rental car, were not lily white, and looked like an easy mark because you were a working stiff or whatever, odds were good that you might be pulled over on the least excuse and shaken down for every dollar and item of value you might have on a cash for freedom deal. They didn't mind threatening to take your children as well if they happened to be with you. The cops and a city attorney would put you over a barrel saying you could be caught in an endless legal grist mill, or you could let them have what they were already ready to steal. Oh, you know, you think I'm exaggerating here? In fact, I'm probably understating the case because a bunch of these victims finally tied up together with a local attorney and won a class action suit ordering the cops to stop all of this. Don't get me wrong, there wasn't justice because none of them got their money or belongings back, but at least some folks in the future might be able to more safely drive through Tinahaw. But they were not alone. Stillman went through a depressing list of police departments at all levels and everywhere around the country that are using civil forfeiture to pad their budgets, sometimes their pockets, and fill holes in department spending for real supposed police work. Philadelphia is on the list, so is Maricopa County. But why list them individually? It seems like most all of them are in on it. Only North Carolina has now passed a law saying that civil forfeiture cannot be invoked until guilt is actually proven. This kind of law was originally intended to ensure that drug dealers, the Madoffs, and others wouldn't get away with the filthy lucre from their crimes. But now it's a train wreck out of control. And not surprisingly, disproportionately the victims are the young and the elderly, the Latinos, African Americans, and lower income and working people. There ought to be a law, and one that works within our fundamental beliefs, that someone is innocent until proven guilty. And that means the police and others cannot steal from them until a court determines their guilt. How hard is that for our governments and their agents to live by? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.